So now, I'm seeing here that they are looking into, officials are taking notice to how many times the helmet pops off a player during college football games.
Yeah, I've
during
noticed,
college football games.
I've noticed that a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're saying that what's happening is that they are connecting their chin straps loosely. And there is...
I wonder if they're doing that, or is it that they only... Because, you know, for those that don't know, chin straps, they go out and they V off, if you will, and you have two snaps on either side of the helmet.
You have four contact points there.
Right. Are they not... I don't know that they're snapping all the points of contact.
Maybe, and what they're saying is there could be some sort of repercussions for that.
For not snapping all your snaps or whatever.
Could start calling penalties for that.
Oh, like if your helmet pops off for any reason. Huh?
Well, I think they're going to make sure that all the contact points.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So what I think is we need to get another person on the officiating crew to check, because you got 22 helmets you got to check every play, right?
It's true.
Yeah. And sometimes that pops off at the end of a play and there's no more hitting around, but a lot of times it pops off, you know, while there's still, you know, a pile going on.
We've had quarterbacks who have tried to play without their chin straps even snap. So we'll see what happens. Okay, with that in mind, how are we spending our life? Americans, U.S. Americans spending 146 hours.
Well, wasting our lives, not wasted, hopefully.
So. 146 hours and 20 minutes a month parked in front of our TVs. Let that sink in.
How many?
146 hours and 20 minutes a month right in front of your TVs. And almost half of all consumers now watch videos on the internet. Your typical internet viewership is 4 hours and 26 minutes per month for those videos. What's up 15% from a year ago. Oh, and did you hear that Redbox is going up on their prices?
Oh, really?
Yes, they are. They're going, well, we can't screw it up as badly as Netflix did. We don't think.
But do you think it's, I mean, can you imagine? Mr. Redbox CEO, Mr. Netflix CEO on line two would like to speak with you.
Yeah.
Don't do it!
This is not a smart thing!
It's a trap!
They will increase their rental prices beginning on Monday. So if I were you, do you have to bring them back in a day? Is that what happens? Is that right?
I've never done Redbox.
Okay,
so I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea. So I know Tom's
done Redbox.
Well, it's $1 a day. You
keep
them
as long as you want, but it's $1 a day. Okay, that's what I thought.
And
so.
You put it, and you got to put in your credit card to get it. So they got you. So they keep charging your credit card until you bring it back.
And you have 24 hours to view it. Is that correct?
I believe you've got an actual 24 hours, or you can bring it back anytime the next day.
Okay,
I think that's right. Now, don't quote me on that.
I know. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, forget the weather being nice. Forget anything else you had to do. This is your last opportunity to really rent cheap movies at Redbox, because the price is going up to $1.20 a day.
Oh, they're going up 20%.
So. Listen to you doing that math in your head.
Man, wow. Really slick there,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Soccer,
yes,
bud.
Sir. Boy,
Yeah.
I call that my comeback. Who says they don't teach that at Texas Tech?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Redbox says prices for the Blu-ray movies and the video games will remain at $1.50. And $2 per day, respectively, but they're going up on the other. Going up on the other. Did you see who's going to do halftime at the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, I did, but I forgot. Who was it?
Madonna.
Yeah, I knew it was somebody old. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they almost always do. Well, the P's aren't too old, but I mean, still. Madonna, do you care about that? I mean, I can't imagine.
No.
And again, I have to say that I even have watched this since the event. The Black Eyed Peas last year was a very visually engaging show. They did a really pretty neat job. Madonna, on the other hand, I can't see that. Anyhow, she'll have to work on. Make sure she's putting plenty of moisturizer on. Go ahead and make sure them wrinkles. You can't see those, because remember, hon, it's high definition now.
Yeah, every wrinkle shows up.
High definition.
You know, I've never been a Madonna fan. I never, don't have any of her music or anything like that. And I know, and she's a nut job, or she appears to be.
She's different. Yeah.
Yeah, she's different. But Evita is still one of my favorite movies. I think she was excellent in Evita, but to me that was a one-hit wonder for her. It really was. I mean, it really was.
Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Well, it's Friday, and we're inside, so it's good.
Yeah, the Peas did a good show, but you remember I think the best show I've ever seen, I think, would have been the Michael Jackson halftime show.
Yeah, well, you know, he was a performer. There's no doubt about it.
I thought he was going to say the Janet Jackson halftime show.
Yeah, we remember that one. Yeah. All right, our Americans, it's 7:20. Well, by the way, we'll give some Renaissance tickets away today, just so you'll know. So, because, I mean, if you need something to do this weekend, if you're sitting at home, if you have your hands clasped between your knees going, I'm waiting for something to do this weekend, then we're going to help you out. Americans are just...
If you're sitting there like that, you may have a problem.
It's true. Americans are just getting lazier and lazier.
Well, tell us something we don't know.
That's right. If you think that there's that opportunity to spend money on your wedding ends with your honeymoon, you're wrong. There is now a new business that will remove from you that burden of all burdens after you return from the honeymoon. That's right. There's now a new business that will write and mail those pesky thank you notes for you.
Go on.
You got my interest.
Yes.
Because that is the single most tedious thing anyone has to do ever.
Yeah. But
thank you so much for the crock pot. Every time we use the crock pot, we'll think of you.
Yeah, but aren't you glad that normally is the wife's duty?
Ooh, listen, that's Tom Turbyville.
Well,
I'm
speaking facts here. I'm speaking facts. How many thank you notes for a wedding gift have you gotten from the groom? Tell me.
Okay. The Long Island-based wedding thank you writer charges $250 a card to write the thank you notes. That number jumps up to $4 a card if you want them to actually mail them for you. Here's how it works. Potential customers view handwriting samples and they choose male or female penmanship. You know, they'll put like a ring from your glass on the male one. Cursive or print. They submit a spreadsheet noting who you give them, your spreadsheet showing who gave them the gift. Mm-hmm. Mention any specialized jokes or asides that you would like to have added in the generic message.
Yeah.
That info is then given to a writer who authors brief letters of gratitude that max out at 75 words.
In their own handwriting.
Yes,
they don't try to copy a handwriting.
No. The creator of the company.
I mean, that's really a text version of doing something like this.
Thank you so much for the toaster oven. It will make a lovely addition to our home.
Uh-huh.
Your thoughtfulness at this special time means so much to us.
There you go.
For the toaster oven.
I was trying to think of, not your run-of-the-mill appliance.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
You know, I think the groom never writes a thank you message because the groom never gets to use any of the things they got.
That's an excellent point. Yes, sir. I think you may be exactly right.
That's right.
That's right.
You may be exactly right.
Tell you what, you start giving guns away for wedding presents, and maybe the fellow will write a thank you note. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, I got a story about that, by the way.
See, like Scott never laid eyes on those wind chimes. Yeah.
I know where they are.
He was the one that stuck them in the garage, but he didn't put them out there.
They're right there by the bubble wrap calendar.
Yeah. We invoked that yesterday.
Yeah, I think we did. A new survey shows that 47% of U.S. American adults currently report they have a gub in their home or elsewhere on their property. What, under a rock?
Elsewhere on their property. Yeah.
I put it in a tobacco box and then I put it under the tree here. This is up from 41% a year ago. Again, 47%. And it's the highest since the Gallup organization started doing this, asking this question in 1993. Percentage of women who report household gub ownership is at a new high as well, 43%. So
it's because we're all waiting on the zombie apocalypse, man.
Hey, the zombie, and I got a zombie story later on this morning.
I'm just playing right in your hand this morning.
Yeah, really. I don't know exactly where it is right now, but this zombie thing is big, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
well, Walking Dead. You know, that's had a lot to do with it.
Oh, that television show.
Yeah, that'd be the one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hadn't watched that yet.
Scary. I haven't either, but I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. But they have been having Fright Fest on AMC all week. Boy, you talk about some bad movies.
Yeah.
You turn that on at 3:00 in the afternoon, you're guaranteed to.
Oh, Tom, did you catch that?
Yeah. Did turn that on at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I believe Scott just tipped his hand a bit.
I think so.
Sorry. Hello.
Can you give me the places where we can vote early?
Yeah, we can do that. Not right this second, but, you know. We,
Arena Hall on Tabor Road.
Okay.
the College Station Utilities.
That's where I voted yesterday.
The College Station Utilities place, yeah. And that's the one over there. It's on Birmingham is the street
right.
that it's on. You're going to want to turn on Birmingham.
Yep.
And if you'll give me just a second, I can look up the rest.
Okay,
I think I know, but I want to get them right. It will literally take like 3 seconds.
It's seconds from now that we'll know exactly where they are. And at the same time, you might tell people because, you know, we'll have a situation where you can vote late at night, you know, up until sunset and that kind of thing. So they make it easier.
Arena Hall, the Brazos County Administration Building, which is the old First Baptist Church. Yeah. Rudder Tower on the fifth floor. Mm-hmm. And then Galilee Baptist Church, that's on Logan and Bryan. And starting as of today, you can vote until 5 o'clock today. Monday through Wednesday of next week, you can vote 8 to 5. And then Thursday and Friday of next week, you can vote 8 to 8.
Yeah.
And that's early voting ends next week.
Now, there's some people who just don't like to do that. They like the thrill of going on Election Day.
Yeah.
I'm married to a woman who likes to do that.
Yeah.
I'd just as soon go ahead, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anything's going to change between now and then, but, you know, never know. Hello? Well, okay. Just be that way. All right. So now you got your voting stuff.
Yeah.
It's 7:25 right now.